Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over this weekend. I'll tell you that. Wisconsin Supreme Court came down with a bad decision, 4-3, four Republicans against three Democrats. Democratic position was really the independent position. It was a nonpartisan position. The Supreme Court has ruled that in upcoming elections, the state municipalities cannot use unattended lock boxes. What does that mean? In the last election in 2020, there were hundreds of lock boxes, very secure, at secure areas around the state. People could drive up with their absentee ballots, put them in the lock box, These lock boxes had video on them. They had anti-tamper technology on them. The one in Milwaukee that I used for my absentee ballot in the past was attached to the municipal building, and there's a police presence in the entire area. These are used around the country. There have been no problems with them. The Wisconsin Supreme Court did this, in my view, if you just read the opinion, did this to make it harder for people to vote, especially in urban areas. Democratic areas. Why do I say that? If you have an absentee ballot, you can certainly mail it in. There's no question about that. But with the mail, remember you had Louis DeJoy, the postmaster, who shredded thousands of mail sorters that themselves sorted thousands of pieces of mail an hour around the country, especially in large urban areas. Said that he wanted to save money, but then he shredded them. He didn't sell them on the market to direct mail firms to get what he could for them. He did it to make sure that some ballots would get in late. The dilemma that's faced by people, especially in urban areas, but even in rural areas, is what happens if you fill out your absentee ballot a day or two before it's due, a day or two before the election? Well, you know, you can say, all right, you should have done it a week or two ago. Yeah, that's right, but people get busy. You could say that they could also say that sometimes if I mail it a week or two in advance, for some reason it may miscarry. I want to drop it off in a secure place. A lot of these municipal clerk's offices close at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Yes, if you can find a parking space in an urban area, you can walk in. And you can put it in a lockbox there. The Supreme Court said, well, they have to hand it to the clerk. Well, no one hands it to the clerk. The clerk might even not be there. He might be at lunch. He might be in a meeting. You don't hand it to the clerk. You don't necessarily leave it on the counter or give it to one of his employees. There's a lockbox there. You're not handing it to the clerk. You're putting it in a lockbox. So why can't you put it in a lockbox that's bolted outside, attended by video and tamper-proof technology 24/7, no problems. The beauty of it is parking spaces are hard to come by in Milwaukee and in parts of Madison and in other urban areas around the state. Here you can drive up, get out of your car, put it in, and leave. Now what some of the municipalities are going to do is have people from the clerk's office with bags stand out on the curb, and you can drive by so you don't have to find a parking place. This is an important issue. This decision was done with one view in mind, which was to tamper with the election and drive down voting, drive down votes from urban areas, which are deemed Democratic areas. In a smaller town, parking's not a problem. You pull up on the street, you run in. But what happens if you have a small child in the car, in a car seat? What happens if you don't have a lot of time? They're deliberately inconveniencing people. And some people, as a result, are not going to cast their ballots. That is the fact of the matter. I'll tell you, this shows the importance, actually the vital importance, of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election that's coming up in early 2023. What am I talking about? In April of 2023, there's going to be an election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court for a 10-year term to replace Chief Justice Pat Rogensack. Now, Chief Justice Rogensack was one of the three Trump justices who voted not to certify Joe Biden. She had no chance of re-election, and she's getting on in years, and she decided not to run for re-election. If somebody wins that seat, and you could say a Democrat, or you could just say an independent person, nonpartisan, will stick up for our Constitution and apply the law, then there would be a 4-3 majority the other way. Then we'd still have lockboxes. Then there would be certifications of elections to the person who won the popular vote. It is the most important election on the horizon, and I am not discounting governor, I am not discounting Senate. They're very, very important. But this one will determine the direction of the Supreme Court for 10 years. The overwhelming favorite in that race, and somebody I have a great deal of respect for, is Judge Janet Protasiewicz. We call her Judge Janet. Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She is a veteran of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, a tough prosecutor for more than 20 years. She's been one of the finest judges on the state bench the last several terms. She's running for the Supreme Court. In my view, she's got to get elected. Her principal opponent is this fellow Kelly that the Trump people recruited, who would not certify Biden. You would not certify Biden as president, and you would get 10 more years of this kind of gerrymandered stuff. If you vote in no other election or you make no contribution, nevertheless do it for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Judge Janet, she'll be on the ballot in February. There'll be a primary in February. There are more than two candidates, and right now there are three that have kind of said they'll run. There could be more. She'll be one of the two that survives that into the April election. So keep that in mind. This is a vital, vital, vital election. Now we have no lockboxes. Now we have no lockboxes. And I'll tell you what, this is not the only atrocity that's going on in the states, but this is our state. Let's just quick turn to Florida. And Ron DeSantis down there, unlike here, gets to appoint the head election official in the state, gets to appoint them. It'd be as if Scott Walker could have appointed Gableman, or Voss could have appointed Gableman to run elections, if you can imagine that in this state. Well, that's what DeSantis did down there. Here, the elections are run by the Wisconsin Election Commission. Wisconsin Election Commission that was appointed by legislators, appointed with three Democratic and three Republican members. Surprisingly, they're unanimous in a lot of their opinions. One of them, unfortunately, this fellow Spindell, was a fake Trump elector, and he's up to his neck in hot water. But the other five were honest. One, unfortunately, quit. And he was replaced, and we don't know, we don't have a read on the new guy. But in any event, that's how it's done in Wisconsin. But in Florida, DeSantis, the governor, he's bad, really bad, appointed a guy named Cord Byrd, B-Y-R-D, Cord, C-O-R-D, Byrd. State representative and a right-wing nut, election denier. He's going to oversee all elections in Florida. His wife is a piece of work. DeSantis appointed her to some kind of a statewide board, and she is really radical. She's the one who said there's a civil war coming. She sided with the insurrectionists. That there's a civil war coming against the left. She's talking about violence. This is the crowd that DeSantis is picking for statewide positions, and one of them, Cord Byrd, the husband of the insurrectionist sympathizer, the husband of the woman who says in welcoming tones there will be a violent civil war, is going to run the elections down there. You know, DeSantis only won by, I think, 0.5% or maybe 1% last time against the Democrat, and we put up a Democrat who is flawed. I was opposed to his nomination in the first place. The guy was being investigated by the FBI. We could have come up with better than that. DeSantis is widely seen in Florida right now by a lot of people, even so-called moderate Republicans, with real opposition and real distaste. This guy, he's not only right-wing and trying to pander to Trump, while Trump tries to undercut him as a potential rival, but he does it in a mean-spirited way. And one of the lessons I've taken after many years in politics is issues are important and a lot of things are important, but basically people vote for people they like or they're comfortable with. They don't vote for mean-spirited people. They get very, very restless when they see a mean-spirited person on the ballot. And DeSantis just, you know, there's kind of a menacing aspect to a lot of things he says and does. But this one, we've got to keep an eye on. Up here, we had a Wisconsin Supreme Court, a Republican Supreme Court, 4-3 threw out lockboxes, which is going to make it, I mean, harder for people to vote. That doesn't mean you can't vote, and doesn't mean you can't vote absentee. Put it in the mail. Put it in the mail a week before the election. Don't just sit around to the day before. And if you do sit around to the day before, go downtown, wherever the clerk's office is, municipal clerk, and go in there, and they will probably have a lockbox in there at the counter. Stick it in or hand it to a clerk. Don't be deterred just because, oh, well, I can't find a parking space. They're making you do that. They're making you jump through hoops. Do not be deterred. Do not be deterred. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.